Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Guys, Casey DeSmith was not really challenged all that much last night.
That's what happens when the whole team comes out and plays really well, plays really hard, dominated at home. That's something that we've been wanting to do more and more lately, and I think tonight was kind of a culmination of that. Finally, keep it rolling.
Oh, sorry. Pardon me, Casey. Finally dominated at home, that show that they want to put on for the fans that you speak of all the time, Jim. That Reader confirmed, too. Yeah. Dave Reed, when he came on, he said, yes, that happens. It's so quizzical in hockey, but it does. And the Penguins got that show at home. I'd love to come on here and celebrate and yell and scream and clap. And the goals were pretty. And Kessel was good. And Crosby, my gosh, he continues to play well. And just when it looks like they get some traction, they beat Colorado 6-3. They beat the Islanders 6-2. They score 12 goals. You can do math, too, in two games at home. I've got to scale it back just a little bit because they can't come out of it free and clean and easy because of Patrick Hornquist's injury.
Yeah, and it doesn't say, nobody had any inclination after the game. Mike Sullivan was asked if it was concussion related because that's what sent Horny out for three games a couple weeks ago, and said would not confirm nor deny anything, said still being evaluated. So, look, this is a guy, we talked about him the other day. He is at front and center, at the core of what they've been doing well this year when they've been doing it well, whether it's been Sid or Gino and Kessel or Patrick Hornquist. Hornquist has always shown up night in, night out. Chris Letang, Hornquist has always been there. And other than the three games he missed due to that concussion, and they can't afford to miss him regularly.
Jim, I'm so excited about this game last night, but it's got to be tempered just a little bit. That's the story of this Penguin season, it feels to me. You can never just put it on full throttle. Yes, I'm excited. I go to work the next day.
Right.
Yeah, it's 100% positivity. It's a lot positivity. Maybe about 87% today would be a good number.
Nicely done.
Yeah, but right now, I can't go all the way there because I got to find out what's happening with Hornquist before full steam ahead. I'm excited going into Ottawa and then New York and then Chicago on that trip.
What's annoying is that he was hurt in the first period.
I know.
It wasn't like this happened with 2 minutes left in the game, and yeah, we don't really know what's going on. They know what's going on. I mean, they may not really know what's going on, but they have a pretty good idea of whether it's a concussion or not. And there is no practice today, by the way. So we won't hear anything about anything until tomorrow noon after the morning skate in Ottawa. But, you know, there was a byproduct of this, which is interesting, is that when Kessel came to the Penguins, you're thinking, whoa, put him with Sid.
And we've only seen him in 4-on-4 and on the power play.
But it never worked.
Never in 5-on-5
hockey. No, we did, and it didn't work. Last night it did.
Looked pretty good.
Last night it did. And it was interesting that well, not to get back to the Daniel Sprong angle of this thing, but did you put an offense-only player on the right wing with Gensel and Crosby?
Mm-hmm.
And look what happened.
Yeah.
I'm not suggesting that, you know, Sprong's going to get 4 points when you put him on Crosby's line, but I'm just saying, you know what I mean?
In other words, it goes back to the original idea of you don't need another, quote-unquote, 200-foot defensively responsible guy on that line because Gensel and Crosby do it enough. Yeah,
put the other team on their heels.
Right.
And then you don't have to, you know, play a 200-foot game constantly.
Defense is going and just
offense?
Putting yes. the yeah. offensive pressure on someone.
But, and maybe that won't last. But and you're right about that, though. They'll go out together 4-on-4. They'll go out together – typically, the first shift in overtime is Crosby, Kessel, and Letang, and yet 5-on-5, they never seem to click. Maybe by now they'll have to. But to get back to the Hornquist thing, that you can't be missing this guy for a whole lot. And I don't know if this meant well. I mean, you can't say he came back too soon. He had a hat trick the other night.
One subtlety in last night's game that I thought was just a quirk that Sully wanted to throw in there to maybe. And this team didn't need jump started. They had just scored 6 goals the night before. But he had the Malkin line out on the ice to start the game. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the other team, obviously, when they're on the road, turns in their lineup first, and then you get to match. I thought that was interesting. It was kind of like I didn't know if he was trying to match. I didn't know what his method was, but it seemed a little interesting.
I wonder if it's trying to get Gino kickstarted
again. I think so.
And what will be interesting is, okay, Simone's out. Rust is still not doing whatever you need to do to be on the top line, let's be honest, or any line the way he's played lately. So if Phil's going to be on that top line with Gensel and Sid, what are you going to do to get Gino kickstarted?
But I thought
how do you get that going?
Gino had the assist, of course, but I thought that Gino skated freer and easier last night. I thought that Gino looked okay. If Gino had that game in the course of a regular run of games, we would just shrug our shoulders. We'd say, okay, that's an okay Gino game. But now we're like, we need Gino to have a hat trick kind of night or two or three goals in order to say, well, he's
Gino,
back.
Gino.
But you know what I mean? If he just had that in the course of his regular run of play, we'd say, oh, that was an all right Gino game. Wouldn't think anything of it. I think that he's closer to getting back, though, than he is continuing some sort of deep spiral.
Yeah, he needs a breakout. You know, a multi-goal kind of game.
Well, maybe he'll do what Kessel did last night, because that's what we've been saying about Kessel.
Yeah.
So, Jim, defense be damned. Get that first line on the ice and load up with offense. You know, I think there's something to be said for that. There's times to play responsible, and there's times to just go out and take it to someone.
Well, and look, at the first week or two of the season, first week really, first couple of games, this team said defense be damned, and they went out and they scored goals, right? It was fun to watch, and we talked about, well, maybe this is when they're at their best, right? And when they dialed it back and they tried to play a little bit more within the restraints of a system, okay, they had a nice win in Toronto, but that was more about Matt Murray having the one great game he's had this year. They don't look as comfortable when they dial it back. They don't.
You know what's going to happen? Sid and Kessel are going to play a couple more games together. Then Sid, Jim, is going to say, I don't really like playing with them. We got to find someone else.
I think they were okay last night.
I know. I mean, it looked like an all-star game.
It was fun to watch.
It was something else.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.